saxophonist John Gordon and his band, mainly from the University of Manitoba jazz program, a very neat album called 7th Ave South. And it refers to that area in Greenwich Village, which housed Sweet Basil and still does the Village Vanguard and all that sort of very neat venues there that were an influence of Gordon when he was living in his native New York. And we're just purely delighted that he has found a niche here in Winnipeg and is leading and producing that sort of a level of jazz for our listening pleasure, as they used to say on radio. And speaking of that, you are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 on Wednesdays. It's now 11:07, so we're into the second hour of our program today. And I hope you can stick around. There's some very interesting and good stuff still to come. Well, moving now to England, the trio called Go Go Penguin was one of those trios, along with EST and several others, that have sort of added to, modified, changed the concept of the jazz trio. Not that there was anything wrong with, like, Bill Evans or whatever, or the trios that basically, Oscar Peterson, another example, where basically the pianist was the leader and the bass and drums did get a bit of airtime, but were basically backup. The current approach to jazz trio is usually much more egalitarian and much more equal airtime from all the participants. Now, Go Go Penguin didn't release anything for a long time. And when they did, a couple of years ago, the album was called Everything Is Going to Be Okay. And it was named that not by accident. It there was a time, as they say in the notes, a time of turbulence and loss during a personally difficult period for the band, including deep personal loss and mourning. The studio offered the band a sanctuary from real life, and that the resulting project is here with this album. And without having any understanding or knowledge of what the issues were, they certainly got it together for this life-giving, I think, album of theirs called Everything Is Going to Be Okay. And I mention that because I've just recently been aware of or have got access to their brand new album, which is basically a live album. It's called Live in the North. Well, they're from Manchester, so there's not a lot of North left if you want to stay in England. But it is a live recording. It's actually an EP, but it features a lot of the tracks that you're going to hear today, obviously in different form and performed live. But it's nice to know that they're still moving around and recording, because this is a very cool trio indeed. The trio is made up of Chris Ellingworth on piano, Nick Blacka on bass, and Jon Scott on drums. From Everything Is Going to Be Okay, I'm going to play four tracks, because two of them are only a couple of minutes long. The first one's called Glow, then Friday Night Special, Soon Comes Night, and the last one is An Unbroken Thread of Awareness. There's a title to ponder. Here's Go Go Penguin from their album called Everything Is Going to Be Okay. Thank you. Go-Go Penguin, a British group from Manchester, actually, with their a set there from their album called Everything Is Going to Be Okay. That was their, the word that comes to my mind is comeback. It was their first album in a long time after either collectively and or individually suffering through some intense personal issues that were really preventing them from expressing their music. Well, they came back very nicely there, and they have a brand new live album that I'm going to be sampling probably next week. And it's 11:20-something, 3. There you go, 3. Thought it might have been an 8. It's a long way from my eyes here. You are just about at the halfway point of our show today. And I'm going to play the next from another album that has actually been out for a little while, but I was impressed by it enough that to dig it out a few days ago. And so here it is from trombonist Carl Silvera. And it's a Canadian album. David French is on tenor, Allison Au on alto, Silvera on trombone, Chris Pruden on piano, Dan Fortin on bass, and Nico Dan on drums. The album's called A Porta Aperta, and that actually means, it can mean either the open door in Latin or the door squeezes in Portuguese. And Portuguese is Silvera's first language, apparently. The don't say, while an open door can lead you to new places, you may also find yourself needing to shrink yourself in some way in order to fit through. There you go. From A Porta Aperta, from trombonist Carl Silvera. Here's a set starting with Trip the Light. Fantastic. Trombonist Carl Silvera there from his album called A Porta Aperta, with some very neat music. It was his debut album, and I haven't heard anything since from him in terms of releases, but hopefully he's busy somewhere in the GTA making some money off his lovely music. And now it's getting on to the end of our second hour. Not quite, but it is 11:40. And it is therefore time for me to get into my historical segment, which is this week going to feature one of the great fusion bands of the 1970s, the Mahavishnu Orchestra. Now, there's a lot of backstory with this album I'm using today is the Essential album. It's a two CD album, and it probably goes through several of the iterations because the band had two or three different focuses. The original one is the best known one. And it was from 71 to 73, approximately. And it had, it was basically led by John McLaughlin, English guitarist, and had Panamanian drummer Billy Cobham, Irish bassist Rick Laird, Czech keyboardist Jan Hammer, and American violinist Jerry Goodman. That was that for an international setting. And they were formed actually in New York and were extremely successful with this combination of really hard-edge jazz fusion, a lot of Eastern influences, as the title actually would tell you. The name of the group apparently originates from the fact that Indian spiritual leader Sri Chimnoy was someone with whom McLaughlin had become a follower, who gave him the nickname Mahavishnu, Maha meaning great, and in Sanskrit, and Vishnu after the Hindu deity Vishnu. The band was quite successful in terms of commercial and popular jazz area, but in spite of the fact that their music talks a lot about peace and spirit and getting along and understanding and all that good stuff, it ended in true acrimony in 73. There was they didn't even say goodbye when they finally gave up and split. It was not pretty. But McLaughlin pulled the group together again, or a group together again, for the second iteration of Mahavishnu, which basically had all new people other than himself. And the same thing happened with a slightly smaller group in 76. They disbanded entirely for 8 or 10 years. And when they came back in 1984... there was, in fact, Billy Cobham was back on drums, although everybody else was new. The set I'm going to play today, I think, is largely from the original and best known iteration of Mahavishnu. This is great fusion stuff. Just hang on and enjoy it. If you're not used to this sort of jazz fusion, this is going to be a treat for you. And for anybody who does, here's a half hour or so of some very solid jazz fusion with Mahavishnu. The titles are, if you know the group, are fairly well known. It starts with Meeting of the Spirits, A Lotus on Irish Streams, Awakening Birds of Fire, Miles Beyond, and the last one is Dream. Here is the Mahavishnu Orchestra.